Qualcomm's Q2 FY25 results. Momentum on steroids. Mark Vina, Qualcomm's second quarter of fiscal 2025 delivered a powerful signal to markets. The company is firing on all cylinders, not only in its traditional handset stronghold, but also across new growth domains like PCs, automotive, and industrial IoT. With GAAP revenues of $11 billion and non-GAAP EPS of $2.85, both above guidance midpoints, Qualcomm continues to demonstrate precise execution of its diversification strategy, underpinned by edge AI leadership and disciplined capital allocation. With this type of financial performance and future guidance, it might almost be understandable if its competitors accuse Qualcomm of using steroids. Where Qualcomm is winning, premium Android, automotive, and AI at the edge, Qualcomm's QCT segment, the engine of its semiconductor business, posted $9.47 billion in revenue, up 18% year-over-year. The star performer was automotive, which surged 59% to $959 million, thanks to strong traction with its Snapdragon digital chassis platform across global OEMs. The handset business, still its largest segment, grew 12% to $6.93 billion, aided by strength in premium-tier Android devices, particularly in China, where government subsidies drive higher-end smartphone adoption. The IoT segment also shone, posting 27% growth to $1.58 billion. Qualcomm's aggressive push into industrial edge AI is a major driver, whereas building a platform ecosystem that combines silicon, software, and partnerships. Two recent acquisitions, Edge Impulse and Focus AI, have expanded the company's capabilities in computer vision, edge inferencing, and AI model development across use cases like asset tracking, predictive maintenance, and anomaly detection. Gaining share in the PC market to Intel's chagrin, Qualcomm's rising stake in the Windows PC market is one of the most closely watched storylines, driven by its Snapdragon X series processors. The company has already secured over 85 designs in production or development and expects to cross 100 designs by 2026. According to third-party data cited by Qualcomm, Snapdragon-powered PCs now command approximately 9% share of laptops priced above $600 in the U.S. and top 5 European markets. Importantly, this growth is supported by a robust ecosystem. More than 750 native applications and 1,400 games now run on Snapdragon X, and Microsoft is rapidly expanding Copilot AI capabilities optimized for on-device performance. Most importantly, this achievement demonstrates that Qualcomm's entry into the PC space is not a one-off experiment, but sustained expansion backed by hardware, software, and partner alignment. AI on the edge. The differentiator Qualcomm is not just riding the AI wave, but helping shape its edge. With AI models shrinking in size and increasingly able to run on device, Qualcomm's integrated NPU approach creates real differentiation in phones, PCs, and industrial devices. The company's X85 modem platform, which it unveiled at Mobile World Congress, is not only a 5G powerhouse, but also designed specifically for agentic AI. Use cases that demand real-time inference with low latency. In smartphones, this translates into smarter assistants, enhanced camera features, and productivity tools embedded directly in the OS and applications. OEMs like Motorola, Samsung, and Google are integrating Qualcomm's AI features deeply into their device UX, further cementing Qualcomm's place in the Android ecosystem. In PCs, Qualcomm is positioning itself as a go-to platform for AI-enabled productivity, touting not just battery life and connectivity, but AI-optimized computing for Windows devices. On the industrial side, Qualcomm's partnership with Palantir for edge-based decision-making in remote or disconnected environments is particularly noteworthy. It signals that Qualcomm's edge AI push isn't limited to hardware. It's creating a full-stack platform play, combining silicon with scalable cloud-to-edge software infrastructure. Navigating the tariff terrain, while Qualcomm noted no material impact from tariffs in Q2, it remains vigilant. Management reiterated the company's advantage in having a diversified global supply chain, cushions the business from geographic concentration risks. That said, guidance reflects some minor demand shifts and anticipates volatility ahead due to the dynamic trade environment. For example, Qualcomm has observed no major pull-forward behavior in handset orders in anticipation of tariffs, suggesting its supply-demand patterns remain healthy. However, indirect impacts on customer sentiment and potential regional shifts in sourcing strategies are closely monitored. In China, despite trade tensions, Qualcomm continues to gain design traction across smartphones, XR, automotive, and industrial, a testament to the indispensability of its technology even in geopolitically sensitive markets. Financial performance and capital allocation discipline. On the financial front, Qualcomm delivered strong results across the board. Operating margin came in at 30%, up 1 point year over year. Automotive and IoT combined revenue grew 38%. Reinforcing the success of Qualcomm's diversification playbook, the company returned $2.7 billion to shareholders, including $1.7 billion in stock repurchases. Qualcomm is forecasting Q3 revenues between $9.90 and $10.7 billion, and non-GAAP EPS between $2.60 and $2.80. This outlook bakes in modest macro softness, but underscores management's confidence in growth across Android, automotive, and industrial IoT. Notably, the company raised its capital return commitment to 100% of free cash flow for fiscal 2025, a strong signal of balance sheet strength and shareholder alignment. AI and wireless standards, a compounding advantage as Wi-Fi 7 and 5G advance proliferate, Qualcomm's edge AI strategy becomes even more potent. Wi-Fi 7 offers deterministic, ultra-low latency wireless connections that enable high-resolution video, real-time collaboration, and advanced AI workloads at the edge. Qualcomm's recently announced Dragonwing FWA Gen 4 platform is a clear example, combining 5G Advance with 40 TOPS of AI processing to create intelligent, optimized broadband delivery systems. These capabilities are no longer confined to flagship smartphones. Qualcomm is embedding AI across devices, from XR wearables and smart glasses to smart home gateways and industrial routers, turning every connected endpoint into a potential edge compute node. Final thoughts: executing with focus and flexibility in a period marked by macro uncertainty and trade complexity, Qualcomm is leaning into its strengths. Engineering excellence, diversified growth vectors, and ecosystem partnerships. It's not just surviving the AI transition, it's steering it. With a proven roadmap for AI-enabled devices, accelerating traction in PCs and the industrial markets, and strong execution in core markets, Qualcomm is showing investors that it can adapt, scale, and lead across the next era of intelligent connectivity. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.